If you love the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast, if you get any joy, if we've ever done anything for you, do us a huge favor and go and give us a 5-star review on this podcast. Leave us a comment if you like, but that helps our viewership ranking. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shira.
And we would like to thank you for joining us on another episode of the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast. But really, where else would you be?
You know what I mean? Stop.
This is your number one spot for marriage and finance, you know what I mean? On Apple iTunes, you know what I'm saying? On Spotify, on YouTube. So, welcome. But Shira, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to get into this very interesting topic today.
Yes.
But I'm doing pretty good. I'm trying to think. No real news, you know what I mean? Just kind of trucking along, loving life, you know what I'm saying? And excited to be on here with you, mostly. Well, let's get into it, Shire. I need you to walk me through this crazy story that you didn't turn me on to.
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna let you drive this one.
No, I mean, I literally just read the story. Yes. And I'm like, okay, let's talk about it. Let's see what happens. So this is a story from a column from Market Watch. Mm-hmm. And the title of it is "My Wife of 3 Years Refuses to Pay Half the Mortgage. Ooh. She makes me transfer money to her account for expensive gifts. What can I do?"
It's spicy. I need a few more details, but this is already interesting.
Yes. Let's see what is happening in this story, and we'll just kind of talk through some of our ideas. Okay, so it reads, "Since our marriage 3 years ago, my wife has not spent a single penny while earning equal to me or more.
Okay.
She also makes me transfer money to her account for expensive gifts. As this is my second marriage, I'm trying hard to keep it. 1 year before we bought our house, she made me pay 65% of the down payment and other expenses. Both of our names are on the house and loan. She is refusing to pay 50% of the mortgage and making me pay 60%. Her financial condition is much better than mine. She is set for retirement. I am paying for all of the household bills, medical expenses, and our baby daughter's expenses. She never paid anything and is not ready to do so either. If I try to discuss this, she shouts and uses abusive words.
Come on now.
I have to cook at home too. She rarely cooks, probably 10 times a year. And we do know that there are 365 days in a year.
Right.
Not including in leap year. But anyway, she does some house cleaning occasionally when she's in the mood, washes vegetables, and feeds our daughter. I don't have any personal... This is what it says, okay? I don't have any personal space. Somehow I'm managing to type this. In case of divorce, I'm afraid she will take my remaining money too. She has assets twice as much as mine. We live in Texas. Do you have any suggestions?"
Oh, I got a few suggestions for you, my brother. The first being,
okay,
run.
Oh, Marcus. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. That's literally like that's the story.
That's it. Okay, so let's unpack this.
To summarize,
yes.
Go ahead. I'm gonna let you talk.
Okay, so the first thing stands out to me is in the first, you know, stanza you read. The fact that she works,
mm-hmm.
okay, but literally he still has to transfer money, play money for her. So let's just get down to it. He's covering all the expenses. Hey, I'm sure many women, including yourself, will probably say that's a good situation.
I don't believe that he's covering all the expenses. He did say it.
Okay, okay. Now tell me where you saw that.
I'm finding some inconsistencies in this story,
okay,
personally.
Okay, let's get down with it.
Because one of the things that he says is that she's making me pay 60% of the mortgage, which led me to believe that she's paying 40% of the mortgage.
That's 1 year before he bought the house.
Oh, you know what I mean?
So
my
that's
bad.
Past tense,
you know? Okay, okay. Go ahead.
Current tense is...
Okay.
He's paying for everything, mm-hmm. and now he's transferring money to her for gifts and so on and so forth. My thing is if you're not going to pay for anything, and tell me if I'm wrong, Chad. I mean, I really want you to tell me, but this is just me as if the cameras aren't here, right? If you're not going to pay for anything, why are you working? What gives you the right to, like, you're just going to be gone 40 hours a week and then you're doing nothing with the money? I mean, I don't know. Am I wrong for that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you have to think, like, what is the purpose of work, right? Like, maybe some people show up for pure excitement and joy, but
yeah.
The purpose of work for many people is...
Now, unless she's just saving. Maybe she's saving and stacking and they got a plan, but it don't sound like they got a plan. So, again, I ask...
Well, I was answering. He's excited over here. So I'm thinking the purpose of work for many people is to pay bills, right? Mm-hmm. Save for the future, mm-hmm. save for goals, things of that nature. Pay for your lifestyle.
Yes.
So your question was, should she even be working?
Right.
Well, if he is paying all the bills, it sounds like she might be in a position to where she wouldn't have to work,
yes.
technically, if they have the finances.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like, okay, so she's obviously not contributing much to the household as far as expenses or labor, it seems like. He's cooking most of the meals, he mentioned. She does wash vegetables and feeds their daughter, so kudos to that. But she does house cleaning on occasion. And so my thing is, it's like, cool. Look, my ultimate goal is that this young lady next to me is work optional. Like, she don't have to, you know, that's the absolute goal for any man, right? But, like, I would hope that she would at least, that if you give your wife that, right, that they at least would contribute to the household cleaning and cooking meals on more than 10 times a year. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So... what you think about that one, Chad?
Yeah, I think that the wife sounds like she's checked out.
Yeah, she's
like,
out of there.
They're not that she's leaving him, but like mentally
emotionally, that, spiritually.
I mean, she sounds a little checked out. Like, yeah. You're just washing veggies. You're not like maintaining a household. Like, I feel like I'm running a household here,
right.
You know, as a wife. Like,
yeah. You're literally right? The CFO of this
CFO,
thing.
CFO, you know?
You're running this joint.
And she sounds disconnected.
Yes.
For some reason. And so they do have a young daughter, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if there's something going on there,
right.
Possibly with her mental health. But then, I don't know. She's never paid for anything and she's not ready to do so either. Like, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. I don't know. They're still very young in their marriage, like 3 years. Like, year three. Year three is a tough year.
Yeah, year three is
okay?
a tough year.
Like, you're still learning each other. Mm-hmm. You're still getting into the flow. Depending on how old they are, they're probably still filling out their careers.
Year three is still, I could be done with this. Like, year three is still, we ain't
People
been together
do
that
walk
long.
Away.
Yeah.
People do walk away, but now there's a child that's involved.
Yes, yes.
He's been divorced before. He doesn't want to go through that. It sounds like there's some, there's interest in making it work.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to make it work.
It sounds like there's a break in not just communication, but the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what were the expectations walking into this marriage? Does she come into the marriage thinking that, well, he's the man, he should be paying all of the bills if he could afford to? He's thinking 50-50. Maybe she's thinking something else. You know, were her parents married? You know, what was modeled for her? So I think that maybe there's some unmet expectations.
Yeah.
That's happening, but some of the language that he uses is, you know, things along the lines of, she made me or she makes me. No one is making you do anything. Yeah, like, brother, you need to... like, you have to take accountability for yourself and for your actions.
Yes.
What you choose to do, what you choose not to do. Like, I'm not hearing the accountability piece. Like, I can't make my husband do a thing, you know, nor would I try, you know, like, I can't. Like, no one's making you. You are choosing to put money into her account.
Yeah.
And their finances are not combined. Would that solve the problem to just combine it all? And then you might not hear so much of the, you know, hers and his.
Yeah.
But I'm not really hearing the accountability here. I mean, but the story is written in a way that you sympathize with the writer.
Yes. Yes. I think there's always two sides of every story. And then there's the truth, right? So he's telling his side of the story, which that's all we could have to go on. But yeah. I'm sure there's some parts that we don't see. Now, he did say, I like to highlight this, Shire, her financial condition is much better than his.
Well, if you were to divorce, you don't have to worry about her taking your money if she's living as high on the high horse as...
She might be paying him a little alimony.
Okay.
And she's set for retirement. So that, to me, was very interesting. She's also...
Then why is she working? Like, I don't know. For me, there's some holes in the story. But can you speak to the accountability piece? Or, like, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he's definitely doing a lot of, trying to throw off everything on her. As far as his language, too. As far as, like, she's making me. I don't have any personal space right now. I'm kind of in a corner. Brother, you need to grab yourself and man up. I'm just going to say it. You just need to, you need to, there's some things that you just need to man up on here and have a conversation, man. So that you don't need to be writing Market Watch. You need to be talking to your wife.
Or to a therapist.
Or to a therapist, having a serious conversation. Like, go to your partner, have a serious conversation. If they're literally not wanting to engage with you, then get a third party involved. Hey, sweetheart, I set up a session for us to sit down with this person and have a third party involved. If that still doesn't work, well, brother, you've exercised your options. But yeah, your first thing you need to do is you need to just tell her how you feel. You need to just be honest.
Well, he says that when he tries to talk to her that she uses abusive words.
Well, then we need to get a third party involved at this point.
You're really invested in trying to make your marriage work.
Yeah. But Shire, now I need you to talk. Let's talk about us, right? Because I think a lot of conversations in this story weren't had on the front end. So I want to take us back, Shire. Let's go back. Let's go back.
We're supposed to be talking about this person here. You trying to talk?
Let's go back. Memory lane, Shire.
Okay.
Remember the first, I would say maybe the first week we met, right? We met through a mutual friend. We met in a setting where it's like other friends and stuff. And, you know, we were just kind of in... We were in a studio room where I was making music and Shire was kind of hanging out, you know, vibing out and stuff. And we just started talking. We all of the friends in Shire, and Shire expressed. Now, we didn't know how serious we were going to get with each other at this point. Mm-hmm. But you expressed your thoughts on marriage and money and stuff at 18. Can you share that with the listeners, what your philosophy was at that time? Or do you not remember?
No.
Okay. I remember quite vividly.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
We were just talking about like marriage or whatever. And he was like, yeah, you know, I feel my husband, like he's going to pay for everything.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
Ahead.
Like I'm not going to work, you know, like that's just not what it's going to be. I'm, you know, if I get somebody, you know, I'm expecting him to be able to handle all the financials.
I'm guilty.
Wait, but that's not even like that. That's a bad thing. That's what you were standing on at that time. Right?
Yeah.
And so I could have just been like, okay, dang. I could have either agreed with it or I could have, you know, not said nothing and then had problems later, you know. But I made mention, I was like, yeah, I feel you on that. But I kind of pushed back, right?
Well, I think I was at that time was wanting like the traditional stay-at-home mom.
Yes.
Vibes.
Yeah.
Is what I was thinking.
And while that's okay.
Of course.
And that's the ultimate goal. I would just push back.
How's that the ultimate goal? That's not the...
I would love for you, Shire.
That's not the ultimate goal, y'all.
I would, you know, it really, for me as a man, it is, you know what I mean? But, and I want to give you that, but I was just trying to make it more realistic that it's like, we live in a different time. Like, while that is a great thing to shoot for, I was just like, if that's what you're looking for in a man, and I wasn't even on her radar, I don't know at that point, but I would just let her know, if that's what you're looking for, you're gonna be looking. You're going to be looking. Now, there's somebody out there who can provide that for you. But
he's probably not at the community college.
Yeah, he wasn't in that room with you.
He's not at the community college right now.
Right. And so I think, and we had more robust dialogue with, you know, later on as we progressed. But I think that was important, Shire. We talked about it. And then you was like, okay, so I see what you're saying. And we've been able to build this thing. We've been able to bring our two philosophies together and congeal them, so to speak. Whereas this couple, she was going to do what she wanted to do coming into the marriage, and he had a whole nother idea. Mm-hmm. And now
she want a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Because she want expensive gifts. I mean, she does go to work, but she is keeping her income. So I don't know.
And going back to the traditional philosophy that you had at 18, you didn't say, oh, but I'm going to be working though. I'm going to be working and making more than you, but I just ain't spending my money. That wasn't your vibe. Your vibe was, you know, I was like, you know, potential stay-at-home mom, so on and so forth. This lady, she making more money than him, Shire. What do you think about that? I need to get your take on that.
Well, good for you. You making a good money. You have good income. Good for you. I'm not going to income shame someone, you know? I just made up a term, income shame.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Okay, it was coined by me. But at the same time, it's like let's play devil's advocate for a little bit. Why can't he pay the bills? Why not?
He can. He absolutely can.
Like
everybody has a different situation, you know. I think he can pay the bills. Where it gets off the rails for me, like I like to always say, that's my safe word, Rashire. Where it gets off
the
rails.
That's not the safe word.
You got the triggering word. Okay. But where it begins to go off the rails for me is now he's giving her money for play.
She already has money for play.
Exactly. Yes. That's where it goes off the rails for me. If he can cover all the bills, hey, man, let's do it. You know, I don't want any money left over from what I work from my income. I want it to cover everything it can. And if there's play money to be had, it's either ours or it's Shira's, you know. So that I agree with. Brother, go down to zero paying for your portion of what you can pay for. Mm-hmm. But when you start giving, now she has her own play money, but she want to spend Red's money. See, that's where I go off the rails.
Yeah.
What you think about that?
This relationship just seems really unhealthy. Like, I don't like the I don't know.
She doesn't like the toxic.
The T word. It just seems unhealthy. It feels imbalanced.
Yeah.
Like, you know, being married, working a full-time job, having a baby, you have your home, you have bills, like there's a lot going on and it really just feels imbalanced. It seems like one person has taken on all the responsibility of the bills, responsibility for the meals, maybe a lot of the responsibilities with the child as well. And the other person doesn't seem engaged.
Right.
You know,
that's a good way to put it. Doesn't seem engaged.
Yeah. But you know,
what's some solutions, Shai? Some suggestions? I kind of laid some out, but do you have any suggestions? Ultimately?
Yeah, I think that they are a good candidate to work with a therapist. Like, they need professional help that is beyond just writing into an online website, which I think is great, right? Yes. Because when folks do that, when they're sharing their stories, then we can have these types of dialogue. So I'm not saying don't do that, like do it, you know? But at the same time, it does feel like there's an imbalance in their relationship. It sounds like there's unmet expectations.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they need some professional help. And I'm also wondering what some folks are saying in the comments. Yeah,
let's dig on some of these comments.
Okay, I'm just letting y'all know. I'm just reading them. I haven't read them previously. I'm just going to read them now. Yeah. So someone says that she earns as much as you, but forces you to give her your money for gifts. Yeah. That makes zero sense. How does a grown man get forced into handling over money?
Which is kind of what you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand where that person is coming from in that comment. And someone else says, seems like she wanted a marriage where her husband was a breadwinner provider and compromised. And you wanted a 50-50 marriage and settled.
Wow.
I'm certain you discussed this prior to marriage, or you had strong indications while dating of where you both fell on marital responsibilities and finances.
Exactly,
I think
I think that's
a really a fair assessment.
Yeah.
And it does go into some unmet expectations. Mm-hmm. Maybe she wanted, you know, maybe in her mind, you know, she wanted their breadwinner provider slash sugar daddy is what it sounds like to me a little bit. And but at the same token, because she's not doing a lot of the housework or preparing any of the meals, like things that are like traditionally seen as, you know, in the female role. And shout out to the brothers who cook, okay, and help out because we all have to eat. And that is always appreciated. But if she wanted a traditional marriage, but her herself is not taking on a traditional role is
right.
what I'm trying to point out.
Yes. And that's where it doesn't make sense for me, because it's like you're not being traditional, but you want him to operate in a traditional manner. So I don't know, man. But it's interesting that both the first comments we read, first one spoke to your point and the second one spoke to my point of y'all didn't communicate on the front.
Yeah.
End of this
okay.
thing.
This might be a little bit controversial.
Let's get on it.
Someone says never marry someone who's unwilling to commingle income after marriage. Mm. We're only hearing one side of the story here, but they need a joint account for their income. All living expenses paid from that account. I've always thought married folk talking about my money when it should be our money, live life with one foot out the door. This guy sounds miserable and should consider an exit strategy. So what do you think about that comment?
We've had this conversation before. And me personally, I feel like commingling finances is healthy. I think it's healthy. It's like immersion. It's like being immersed in a culture when you're going to another traveling abroad. I think you need to immerse yourself by joining your finances. But we've also said that everyone's different. Every marriage works different.
But this one's not working.
This one isn't working.
Yeah.
Ooh. So I think this may be a good option, you know, or this would have been. It might be too late.
Let me just say,
this would have been a good option.
Many say you get married, the two become one.
Come on now.
So I need access.
Yeah.
I need access.
Yeah.
So I, you know, we have a joint account and it works for us, but we married so young, we didn't have any assets. Right. You know, it sounds like they're in a similar position as well. Like they just recently bought a home. I don't know how old they are, but they could still be relatively young.
Yeah.
So that is something to explore, because it gets rid of her money and your money.
Yeah.
It's just, okay, this is what we have and let's create a budget. You can have your allowance. You can still have your play money. But let's find a solution that will work for both.
I'm sorry, I have to read this one.
Oh, Lord. What you got?
I didn't go this harsh, but I was leaning towards this.
Which one you gonna read?
The top.
Oh, okay.
Says, do I have any suggestions? Stop being a coward feline. Reread your own question above. Your wife dominates you. But the issue isn't your wife, it's you.
Mm.
Ouch.
That's their comment. We're just reading the comment.
Yeah, that one hurts. But I mean, I think there's some point to it. You know what I mean? It's like, bro.
It is, but you can't. Oh, go ahead, Marcus. I'm so sorry.
You just got to have that conversation. You gotta have the uncomfortable conversation. Say, hey, look here, sweetheart. You know, this is upsetting me. I don't like this part. I don't want to do this. I mean, you just got to have it. And if you're not comfortable having it one-on-one, then you need to book a session with someone who can help navigate that conversation. But this right now, this is you just being roasted right now.
Yeah, but it also says something about the wife that she would take advantage of her husband in that way, which also isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you know you got money, but it's just like, babe, I just really want this purse. And like, you're being a bully.
Yeah,
you know,
you're bullying him.
Yeah.
And let's keep it 1,000. He mentioned verbal abuse in the thing. So this brother is literally getting abused. You ever seen that movie, a great movie, Shard? I think it's called Get Out.
Marcus.
We might have a get out situation here, but you know,
yeah,
we don't condone anything. But any last thoughts on this one, Shai? This is a very interesting one. Now I see why you wanted to present this to me in the pod.
I think it's a tough situation, yes, right? Tough. If this is real, because this is from the internet. I'm assuming that it is real.
Yes.
I'm not sure how they vet their stories on Market Watch. But I think that it's an unfortunate situation. Mm-hmm. But I think that young marriages, even folks that have been married for a long time, yeah, that sometimes we have unmet expectations in our marriage. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the person that we love, you know, might take advantage of certain things that, I don't know, we need to work on. Right. I don't know, however you want to say it. You know, there's something
our
going
flaws,
on here.
Character flaws.
Yeah, flaws. And I don't think that you're not supposed to prey on your partner. Yeah. You're not supposed to do that. I think they need, if they want to save their relationship, I think they're a great candidate for therapy.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, that's really all I can say.
Pray.
Yeah, yeah. This is a tough one, but brother, Godspeed. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, episode of Black Married and Debt-Free Podcast. If you have like any questions that you like answer from us, we're going to be introducing a really cool segment in the coming weeks where we're going to be bringing on some financial professionals.
Yes.
Right. Some people with some credentials, with some paperwork.
Yes.
So if you have any questions, hit us up in the comments of whatever platform you're checking this out, YouTube, podcast, or you can, what you want to say, Shai? You said
email.
Email.
I was doing this like he's going to get to it. Or email. Because, you know, sometimes you don't want to put your business out on a comment.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So email also works great. blackmarrieddebtfree@gmail.com. And if you sent us a question already, just let us. We just want to let you know that we've seen it.
We're going to
get to it. So
absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Well, this is Marcus. And I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shaira.
And we're going to holler at y'all on the next episode. Peace.
Bye.